Fabrics, the number wonder down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.
Babies everywhere. We've got the royal baby finally named Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
That's a lot.
Little Archie. Now another baby, another famous celebrity.
Quinn Brendan Box.
Yes, he's back and he's backed in Quinn.
Yes, Bev did name Fifi's child yesterday.
I will have a baby at some stage in the near future. Amy Schumer. I did feel for Amy Schumer. Not a massive fan.
I don't think I am.
No, I've met her. Frosty, prickly, not necessarily the warmest woman in the world.
She's like a cactus.
Anyway, she had her baby the night before Meghan. And look, I mean, that's quite funny. Like, that's the worst timing ever. Stop. Do not have your baby in the same 24 hours that a royal does, is my tip. But anyway, she's named her baby.
What was it?
Okay, before I tell you what it is, because I'm unsure, Fev, whether or not it's a prank.
Oh.
Now, I've been pranked before. You may recall in November last year when this happened.
This is Fev live from the hospital.
Does this little angel have a little name yet?
We're called Brenda Favola.
Ah, good gear.
No, that might be the name. That might be the name. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, just in case it's the name.
I knew you'd say that. That's what he wanted to tell you.
I mean, that's a beautiful name. Oh, I mean, yeah. Brenda. I love Brenda. Yeah.
That's an amazing reaction.
That was literally 5 minutes after little Brenda was born.
I know, and thank goodness Toby is now with us, the most beautiful little baby girl.
She's amazing. Did you know the next day, so we went that whole day without naming her, and I was reading all the media's comments and stuff, and I'm like, Al, I reckon we might have gone too far.
Because it's Brenda.
But we don't actually have a name. So the next day, I had to talk to you guys at, 8:05? Leon rings me at like 8 o'clock. I went out for a smoke, and I rang Al and go, what are we going to call it? Because I'm going on the radio because it was like a Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where we got Toby. Literally because of this
a
radio station.
Because
I had to make it.
Now, Fev, I'm going to announce, if you've not yet heard what Amy Schumer's called her baby's name, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to
spray. Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a little boy.
Oh,
now, his name's Gene. G-E-N-E. G-E-N-E.
Oh, like Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, Gene Wilder. Yeah.
Hackman.
Gene. Gene's a great name.
Gene.
You got Gene.
That's
his
nice.
Middle name is Attell.
Okay.
Now that's A-T-T-E-L-L. Now she's got a fellow comedian who's a good friend of hers, David Attell.
Okay.
And obviously
genital.
Well, hang on. Then you've got her dad's. Well, hang on. Let's get there. Her husband's name is Fisher. So the surname's Fisher. Now I'm going to say it already. Here we go, Fev. This is that child's name, Genital Fisher. Jean Attell Fisher. Genital Fisher.
Genital Fisher.
It's a prank.
I don't think it is. I'm trying to figure this out. Did she know that when you say it fast, you've got genital Fisher? You've got a genital Fisher.
She's a comedian.
Because you know Fisher's a term for...
Okay, let's take a break.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Go.
It happened when we got Sam Heughan. And when she read out that back to school poem, we're gonna try something different. Now it's time to find out if Fief cries.
Now, if anyone steals this segment off us and makes one of their co-hosts cry, I'm done with radio.
Have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that. Okay, Boxy.
The other shows are making their co-hosts cry?
It's already happened.
It's extraordinary. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to try and make you cry for the third time in a row.
Okay.
Now, I often sit on YouTube and I get very emotional watching what I'm about to show you.
Okay.
It's all about the Liverpool Football Club. The Reds, who won yesterday 4-0 against Barcelona.
I have no care factor about soccer, so I will not cry.
Good luck, Fev.
So what happens, Boxy, is back in 1989, it's called the Hillsborough Disaster. It was a fatal crash, a crush of people during the FA Cup semi-final match between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield in England. And in which 98 people died and 766 people were injured.
Ooh,
and it remains the worst disaster in British sporting history.
Ooh.
So what they do is, Leon, can you come in and bring the laptop in?
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. I mean that whole background is obviously
so
changes.
The background
that changes the tone.
It's very emotional. And all around the world, before the Liverpool Football Club kickoff, they play a song, You'll Never Walk Alone, which you might be familiar with, Boxy.
Oh, I love that song. Gets and they play it. At funerals.
Doesn't matter where they are in Australia. So this is what you're about to watch. It's the MCG a couple of years ago when Liverpool played the Melbourne Victory, and you could hear this for kilometres away from the MCG.
Okay.
They're just remembering the dead.
Oh. Oh, okay. Just the lips are quivering. The nostrils are flaring. There's no audible crying, but you can see she's right on the brink.
Here we go, Boxy. She's that close. Gonna come. Here it's going to come.
She's bawling. She's bawling her eyes out. Yep, yep. That just felt wrong,
it's
though.
Beautiful.
Something about that didn't.
It's really beautiful, isn't it? It's really beautiful. I got her. And it was to do with sport.
Oh, God. With her. It's also got played at my grandma's funeral.
Oh, sorry.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
You know, the election's only 9 days away, guys. So it's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
Very nice.
Let's get political. Talk about your policies. Your policies. Talk about your policies.
I'm not going to lie. I wish that we the off-air chats we've had about politics, I wish we could broadcast.
Oh.
But we don't want to seem biased, and it's not our place to sway any individual towards a political party, but we were fired up before, weren't we?
Yep.
Fev and I believe one of these leaders will ruin our country.
DM and, them and they'll tell you which one they
but
believe.
But apparently he's a shoo-in.
Yeah, oh, don't you know you're giving it away.
And that's a load of Bill crap, isn't it?
What did you say? What are his odds?
Bill.
$1.20.
$1.20.
To win the election.
Oh, we're all screwed.
But don't gamble responsibly.
Anyway.
And there's a lot of diversity in this team. Many disagree with you.
Okay. Politics. It's a funny one. And even the fact that I've said that and I was having a bit of a laugh, but now we probably have alienated some people. And that's fine.
I actually don't care who wins.
I don't really either.
I don't even vote.
We're not a highly politicised show. We just find some policies a bit interesting.
$75 fine.
Okay. politics ruins relationships. And this is, I find myself in a position at the moment, even when I'm just socially hanging out with friends or, colleagues.
You talk about it?
No, because Fev, we had a bit of a laugh a minute ago, but some have got great policies. They've all got good and bad policies. And guess
what?
They
all lie. Whoever
wins is going to be in for about less than a year.
Yes.
Then someone else is going to come in and it'll all be toppled and tipped over.
Knife them in
head.
The back or something, yeah.
Anyway, I, 131060, I do want to hear from anyone who is maybe losing friends, family over their political views. Because I was one of my ex-boyfriends, he didn't have many friends.
Because he was in jail?
No.
Not that one, different
one. He just had his cellmate.
He was on parole and he wasn't, we dated for 2 weeks. It wasn't hardly an ex. I mean, I didn't know he was on parole.
He had some anger issues.
He had some issues. I moved on pretty quickly. No, sorry. One of my other exes, I just noticed as we got to know each other and we weren't together all that long, but he just didn't have a lot of friends and I didn't think much of it. I just thought he was busy working. But then I found out, as I got to know him better, he had some pretty controversial political views.
Right, did he really?
And he had turned away. A lot of his friends had walked away, just gone, I cannot be friends with someone that thinks like that.
Right.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because you can like somebody's personality. They've got a cracking sense of humour. You get along. You like the same movies. You like the same comedy. And then you hear one of their political views and you go, we're done.
That's true.
And this happened a lot over the vote for gay marriage. Yes. I still know people that aren't talking to members of their family or their friendship group if they hadn't, because they didn't vote for gay marriage.
Yep.
And it's an interesting line, isn't it? Because a lot of us don't live and breathe politics. It's just something that happens in the news.
Yeah.
And every now and then we hear we're getting taxed for something that we didn't even know that we were being taxed for. But politics breaks up friendships and tears apart families.
Steve, what do you reckon the political Facebook post? So if it's your personal Facebook, do you reckon stay away from that? Because a lot of people like to put their politics on their actual Facebook.
Well, I know someone that had to deactivate their Facebook account because they kept putting all their rantings about politics on there and they were losing friends.
Yeah, right.
I'm probably the wrong person to talk about this, Boxy, because I could not give a shit about politics.
I know.
All the ads, just don't put the ads on. I don't care. I don't care if it's Liberal. I don't care if it's Labor. I'd be one of those dudes that rock up to the booths, wherever you go, the primary schools.
Yes.
Got your snags. Yes. That'd be the first thing I did. Yeah. I'd probably eat three of them. Have a good chat to the bloke behind there. And then you go down, like, is this the one where you get, like, all the sex party and stuff? All those other little...
State and federal, you get a lot of them, don't you?
Like all the other parties.
You're voting the Senate,
I'd be one of those blokes that take the piss.
Why are you looking for the sex party?
No, but I'm saying... No, I was just for an example. I've never voted, so right. I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm like, there's all these other little boxes that people can tick, isn't there?
Can I come with you? I want to do it with you.
I'm not doing it.
Some might fight with Seb because would be angry that he doesn't vote. Like some people would say, we've fought wars for the right to vote and would get angry at Fev. That could cause a fight.
But what I'm saying, Byron, is that when people do vote, they go and do things like that and tick them. So what's the point?
Oh, I agree. That's
my point.
Fev, there is an argument to say it is all farcical. It is a massive farce.
That was my point.
Anyway, 131060, have you had a fallout? Are you not talking to someone in your life over politics?
1019, The Fox.
Let's get political.
Is it too late to enroll?
Yep, it is.
Enroll to vote. I think you. Are you sure you're not enrolled to vote? I think you are.
Please check.
No, because I want to. We'll vote.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Great. That'd be great if you could join in.
And like,
excellent.
I'll film it and stuff.
That's great.
Now,
everybody's doing it. I just want to get in on the act.
Bev and I, make no secret, we're not highly politicised. We're pretty centric. We're pretty general. We welcome people's political opinions, but we don't really espouse our own. There's a reason for that.
Feb doesn't even know what espouse means.
I'm just agreeing. I don't espouse my own either. I just flow with whatever goes.
Look, to be honest,
I'm like a sheep.
Often the two parties are going for the same things. It's all they're usually very similar and they're aligned in many ways. So you vote, it's very difficult during a campaign to distinguish who to vote for.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just switch off. Yeah. Now, there are people, though, that are very, very invested. And they're the people that I suggest you steer clear of for the next 8 days. Because when you bump into a friend with a really strong political opinion, boring.
I feel sorry for the poor dudes that are down your street with all the pamphlets.
I'm being smashed by them in my suburb at the moment. They've got
boring.
They've got shopping bags. They've got pamphlets. They accost you. You can't avoid them. But anyway,
it is important. I mean, democracy is important. We shouldn't say it's boring.
No, I know.
We didn't say it. You press the button.
Yeah.
Boring.
No, democracy
is Trixie's
very.
Fault, not mine.
Yeah, it's very. But what happens though, Brian? I'm not even kidding. You like policies on both sides, and then what do you do?
True.
Why can't they both do it?
Why don't they all just sit in the room together and just all decide we want the best for Australia's future and everyone?
Don't they join parties? Join the party together.
I'm more at the moment. I want to look after the elderly and the seniors, and I don't feel like anyone's looking after them. And I was going to say our ancestors. They're still alive. There are parents and our grandparents, and I just want them looked after, to be honest. Now, 131060, we did ask the question, have you fallen out over politics, maybe with a family member, a friend? And we've got Adam from Wyndham Vale. Hi, Adam.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good, Adam. Adam, how are you? Pumped about the election?
Yeah, about as pumped as a flat footy.
Adam, have you got into trouble with somebody, had a fallout over a political issue?
I did have a little bit of a fallout with my mother. I took her to vote, and so I went and voted as well. She's a little bit frail these days. But anyway, the last election, I took her to vote, and I instructed her that I drew a rather large male appendage on the ballot paper and put it in. And she basically called me a waste of space and didn't talk to me for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, dear Adam.
Which party did you put that under?
I just drew a big, big male appendage on the whole ballot paper.
Went over all of them.
Do you think whoever, because those poor people have to go through all these votes. I mean, let's talk about that person's boring job.
Oh.
Do you think they had a giggle though when they got Adams?
Yeah, they would have gone. They would have gone. Oh, tick, tick, tick. Guys, look at this one.
thanks, Adam. Billy in Q East. Hi, Billy.
G'day there.
How are you going, Billy?
You're very well, thank you. How are you?
You'd be being smashed there in Q East by a lot of political parties.
Bloody hell, yeah. It's just,
that's an intense seat at the moment, that one.
Mm, yeah, there's like an envelope every day.
They're there. I know. Anyway, Billy, what happened? Who'd you fall out with over...
This was actually 3 weeks ago where I was going on a date with a girl I was just messaging on Tinder.
So you're a righty then?
We only messaged for about half a week. So we went to see a movie, the new Avengers movie. She hadn't seen before. I had seen it before, but I really wanted to watch it again. So we went for drinks beforehand, and the topic of who we were voting came up.
Ooh.
And I said who I was voting, and she just gave me one of those death glares. Went awkward for about 5 minutes, then she stood up and said, yeah, this isn't going to work, and just stood up, hugged me, and walked away. So it was a bit harsh.
So you literally just said some random politician's name, and the girl you were dating walked off on you.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm not even that much interested in the politics. I just said who I thought would be good.
Hey, Bill, next time you go on a date, bro, let the lady speak first, and then you just agree with everything.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev.
Fiona.
I am...
pregnant.
Yes. And I am gutted. Something's happened overnight that has ruined all my plans.
You're going to cry. What's wrong?
Well, okay. It's.
I gave away the name.
Queen Box.
This time yesterday, Fev had a guess... Fev had a guess at what my child will be named. Now, he's gone with he thinks it's a boy, and I will call the boy Quinn. See, I like Quinn for a girl, actually, too.
I said it was gender neutral.
Mm. I had my boy name locked in. Locked in, ready to go, and I am now going to reveal
Archie.
It because I can't use it. Archie Allen Box.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. The name, I'll show you. It's in my notes. I'll give you the date that I...
Well, let's look at the other notes then, too.
Harry.
Harry. The 18th of January, iPhone, I wrote Archie Allen Box because my dad's name's Allen.
Yeah, my middle name's Allen, too.
Well, it was after you and Dad.
Yeah. What are you talking about your dad for? You silly duffer.
I woke up this morning, and when I looked at my phone, it was the first thing I thought of because I thought it'll be breaking overnight. When I saw Archie, I'm not even kidding. Like, I felt my stomach drop, and I thought the baby was coming out because I'm like, "How? I can't follow a royal."
No, you can't now.
Like, Archie will now be the number one boy's name for the next few years. That's cooked.
Yeah,
done.
That's
I
done.
Can't do my number
one. You'll be
like,
"Oh, you copied the royal. You copied Meghan and Harry."
What are the
you can't
chances?
Do it.
And you know what? Why I love Archie? I love Archie because Michael Caine. Well, that was Alfie actually, but I love Archie and Alfie names. But it's right. As East End as it comes.
Yeah.
Archie's a character on EastEnders. He's not a royal. What have they done? Even if they'd called him Archibald.
What have they done?
They've named a child is what they've done.
Yeah, but as I'm about to name a child, and I'm a copycat, and not only a copycat, it's just going to become way popular.
You should have called it like Shaquille or something.
I'm not the calling basketballer. My child
Shaquille. No, I'm talking about Megan.
Oh, they should have. Oh, yeah.
Shaq's
Dwayne.
Shaq.
Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Go American, Megan. Yeah. Why did you have to go English?
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye.
That'd be great.
I'm not going to lie. That is now I'm thinking, please be a girl because
Quinn.
I've lost my boy's name. And do you know what it reminded me of, though, Fev? Because, I mean, this happens in everyday life. Look, I've had a royal steal my baby name.
Yeah.
Friends steal baby names. I know two girlfriends that were in a race to have a baby because they both wanted the same name.
Oh, wow.
We had another name picked out, and Alex's one of Alex's best friends there, that was their name, but they haven't had a kid yet. But so we didn't do it.
So your friend said this is our name.
Yeah, this
out.
Is a great name.
You can't bags names.
No.
Well, you sort of can.
No.
So we love the name, but we didn't name
didn't
it.
Didn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we deserve respect to
see,
them.
See, I don't believe you can bags a name. But and for instance, this is a great example. Remember that classic Seinfeld episode where George Costanza, he had decided, I don't think the character ever had a child, but if he had a girl, he was going to call it Seven. This was his reaction. does this little angel have a little name?
Whoops, sorry, that's not the one. Don't worry, that was just another bit. But that was a lovely, that was a very funny part from the show. This is the Seinfeld grab. Here we go.
Well, I was telling Carrie about our argument, and when I told them the name, they just loved it.
So what are you saying?
They're going to name their baby Seven.
What? They're stealing the name? That's my name. I made it up.
I can't believe that they're using it.
Well, now it's not going to be original. It's going to lose all its cachet.
What a great show.
It's so true, though. 131060, I'd love to hear from anyone who has had their baby name stolen. How ropeable were you? And did you actually take someone on? Because there would be people that would confront somebody that was stealing their baby name.
I took a call from a very good friend of all of ours, Kerry, who asked my permission. I thought this was very nice. It was several years later. She actually asked my permission to call her son Zephyr, as if I owned sort of the trademark of the name Zephyr. Which was
How did you honestly feel?
Who's Kerry?
She's a wonderful friend of ours. She used to be a producer of our shows.
But she actually called. I mean, I said, knock yourself out. It's a great name.
But really?
No, I was genuine. I know you want me to say no, but no.
Because she's got a really cute Zephyr.
Did you ring up the car Zephyrs, like whoever made them up? And said, can I
just
take
to check,
that? Yeah,
we'll check with Ford as well.
You felt really flattered, though, didn't you?
It was flattering and a teeny bit annoying. 131060 is the number.
You got a red watch on.
It's the Fox. Yeah, it's.
Where'd you get a watch?
New Uncle Jack.
When have you been wearing a watch?
I know. What's happened there?
Is that a sponsorship?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I woke up this morning to find out that the royal baby, Meghan and Harry, had named him Archie, which has really ruined everything for me because my boy name that I'd picked out on the 18th of January in my iPhone, I've written down Archie Allen Box. Allen after my dad. Maybe I'm just going to go with Allen now.
Allen.
Allen.
After...
And Fev's middle name is Alan, so if I have a boy, I was going to name him Archie Allen after my dad.
Maybe just
and
call
Brendan
him.
Favola.
Maybe just Brendan.
What do you call Alan Brendan?
Alan Brendan Box.
Anyway, no. And you know what? It's funny. I know everyone's laughing, but when you have your heart set on a name,
I'm just really upset.
It's like yeah, because like my heart set on it, Fev.
Yeah,
and Archie, and I love it.
Do you know what the best
it's
thing
gone.
About it?
I can't
do you know,
use
do you know
it.
What the best thing about. I think there's a few more names out there.
I know, but no, boys are hard. I'm really struggling. I'm really struggling. And now...
Because he was named Greg, and he changed it to Byron.
Well, no, you give your child an interesting middle name in case they don't like their first name. And then you can go by your middle if you prefer it.
My kids don't have any middle names.
Well, give them one.
No,
You've abandoned your
roots. It's only
roots.
Cool.
You're Greg.
I'm Byron.
Now we've got Daniel in Cranbourne. Hi, Daniel.
Feb, you can't just shake your head and tell me what my name is.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Daniel. Daniel, have you fallen out or had a massive problem with somebody over the picking of a baby name?
I have. It's 10 years on and my in-laws took my baby name for their dog.
For their dog?
So, hang on, you had... so you didn't have a baby at the time, but you told them what you wanted to call your baby if you had one?
No, my missus was maybe a month out from giving birth, and we sat them all down and we said we're going to name our daughter Jacqueline.
Right, so it's a horrible line, but you get the point. He said
our
daughter Jacqueline.
You said, I've got to go back to him, I'm sorry, okay. I know it's a horrible line, but I have to go back. So you said we're going to call our baby Jacqueline when it's due in a few months, and then your mother-in-law snuck in and called her dog Jacqueline.
Jackie.
No!
And they said it's different, so it's okay. Yeah.
No, it's the same name, just abbreviated.
That's stunning. That's a mother-in-law.
That's like amazing. That, she doesn't like him.
That's shocking.
She doesn't like him.
Well, or she doesn't like the name, and no, she's gone, if I call my dog that, they won't call the baby that.
Or I'm just going to steal your name.
But a child overrides a dog. I mean, the dog would be known as has the name of the kid, not the kid as the name
dog
of the
come
dog.
Dog first.
Kate from Mornington. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Fifi.
Kate, have you had somebody steal a baby name before?
I did.
What happened?
I absolutely did. One of the people who used to work for my husband years ago, she and I were pregnant about the same time. She was a bit ahead of me. And when we were farewelling her, she said, go on, tell me the name of your baby. If you have a girl, you know, what are you going to call it? If you have a boy, what are you going to call it?
Yeah.
And so I stupidly did. And then she had her baby a few weeks before we had ours. And she pinched the name and the second name.
Second name. Kate!
So we had to change our baby's name.
Kate, did she acknowledge it? Like, did she...
I haven't spoken to her. I haven't spoken to her since.
Oh, wow.
That's stunning. What was the name out of interest?
So our baby's called Madeline Grace.
Yeah.
But we actually had penciled in Madison Grace.
And so you told her Madison Grace, and she snuck in and took it.
Madeline's a beautiful name.
You're like, you've got and you've got your Maddie, and it's
got my Maddie. Yeah. Madeline. She's beautiful, and it suits her anyway.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. That's why, Kate, I'm not even kidding. You should be pretty. Like, if someone asks me from now on, I'm not giving anything away.
Well, that's what Alex said to me. She goes, do not tell anyone our baby names. So I'm like, oh, God. So I was making up other ones.
Yeah. Well, Meghan Markle's a thief. That's what she is. I had that. I had that first, and she's taken it. Thanks for that. Tiffany and Rye. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, Fishy. How are you?
Yeah, good, Tiff. Have you had a baby name stolen?
I absolutely have, by someone a little bit closer to me at the time, my sister-in-law.
Oh. No. Talk us through it.
So I was planned for, I had an emergency cesarean for my first child, so I had to have an elective for my second. Booked in for the 15th of February 2006, and I get a text message from the sister-in-law at about 11 o'clock on Valentine's Day. So
the day before?
The day before, only about 7 hours prior to my admission, saying baby Jasmine had been born. And so hearing in from about 20 weeks of my pregnancy that my daughter was going to be called Jasmine.
So you had, she knew that. You were calling your daughter Jasmine, and she
100%.
I'm so angry for you, Tiff. Did you?
I was fuming. Even the spelling, down to the spelling, it was going to be J-A-Z-M-Y-N. Like, Jasmine spelled tiny bit different.
Did she say anything? She's, did she laugh? Did she go, oops, sorry, stole it?
No, I didn't reply. I then didn't even send her the announcement of my daughter's birth, who's now named Georgia.
Georgia's lovely,
beautiful,
Tiff.
Mate. Yeah, well done. Not,
she's not your sister-in-law anymore, Tiff?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. So the brother flicked her?
I can't believe people are that outrageous.
Because of that. Oh, I'm just getting to the bottom of it.
That's just blatant. That's so
horrible.
Quite like Tiffany, though.
Yeah, Tiffany's a great name.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. 2PC. Make way
for the fun police. What are you doing? You can't say that. Loosh. Brendan Favola was on fire yesterday. He found this little gem, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I stumbled across it.
A Brunswick East Primary School is renaming their Mother's Day stalls and their Father's Day stalls. Aren't they, Fev? Yeah. What are they going with?
I still live
with?
In Brunswick.
You did too, near the velodrome.
Yeah, I did.
Is that right?
Yes. Anyway, so now they're not having Mother's Day or Father's Day stalls because of the diverse culture that they live in and the people at schools, and they're going to call it Appreciation Day. No.
So they're getting rid of the I Love Mum mugs and cups and trinkets.
No, no, no.
It's not about mum.
Yeah, well, it is. Let's celebrate that.
So it's an appreciation stall for parents and carers.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Fev?
I'm not allowed to swear anymore.
Well, you never were.
Because a couple of times, you can say it, just before seven. I just think it's crap. You know, it's been going on for how long? How long's mum and dad's been going on Mother's Day stores? I did it when I was at school. I used to love it.
Mm.
My kids did it yesterday at their school. They had Mother's Day store and they went and brought their mum's present. It's exciting.
See, the thing is,
if I said it's Appreciation Day, they'd be like, oh, I appreciate mum every day.
But it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I guess it's about being mindful of not hurting the feelings of people who maybe don't have a present mum, a mum in their life.
I understand all that too, Boxy. But it's been going on for a long time.
But I think this is where we have to come to some neutral ground where it's not the end of the world if you're offended by something.
Yeah.
Because we're all lacking something in our lives.
Well, ScoMo said it best yesterday, didn't he?
What did he say?
With your little quote that you came in and that lady got egged, you don't have to be...
You don't have to agree with everybody. Yeah, everybody. Just don't get... I just think, Mother's Day stalls, they've been around forever. There are people, we're in the room with one of our dear friends, Byron, who's lost his mum.
Yeah, but celebrate Mother's Day, please.
100%.
You know, and I know there's other situations that are even more complex than mine, but yeah, life's full of ups and downs, isn't it?
But I've got a friend of mine who was brought up by her grandmother because her mother wasn't present. And she used to always get something for the Mother's Day stall for her grandma. Yeah. You know, it didn't. But I just, it is a shame when we're getting rid of traditions.
Yes.
Because we're scared of offending people. And really, and I'm coming to that from a single mum. I don't have a traditional family.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to stop other people enjoying those days.
Well, 100%.
Don't necessarily apply to my family.
I just feel that the generation now is getting very cocooned.
Yes, wrapped in cotton wool.
Yeah, okay.
And if like we want to build resilience, sometimes things in life
we've
will
all
hurt
turned
you.
Out okay.
Sometimes yes. things in life will offend you. And guess what? The best thing you can do is grow and become stronger through those things. So if something and hurts if it, you, it's not the end of the world.
That's right.
The sun comes up tomorrow and there are other things to celebrate.
We've all turned out all right, haven't we?
We're okay.
All these, all these rules for all these young kids now, yeah. That's why they whinge all the time.
Yeah.
When something goes wrong, they just whinge.
I never came first in anything.
I did.
Oh, school captain.
Oh, sorry.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this time yesterday, guys, it was a bit funny here in the studio because I had something else on my mind. Now, this doesn't happen very often. I consider myself a hard-working radio broadcaster. I like to stay focused, don't like to get distracted.
Me too.
And, but this time yesterday.
I couldn't even say that without laughing.
Okay, so Trix, my just six-year-old, she's in a musical that's coming up. She does a little class on a Saturday morning at a stage school.
Hmm.
And it's a first, so she does a bit of singing, dancing, a bit of drama. And she's got a performance coming up. Now, the stage school sent an email saying, the day before, saying 9 a.m. tomorrow, tickets go on sale. And then they put a lot of urgency in the email.
You email back. I'm Fifi Box.
No, I didn't.
I'm on the Fox and the project. Send
I'm on the list.
No, and I went, oh, okay. And then they put a list of things. They said, look, the server may crash, you know, don't refresh
meltdown.
The page, you know, don't navigate off the page because you'll lose your spot in the queue. And I was thinking, is this like a prep musical. Like,
is this a celebrity
this
musical?
Really,
it's not Coachella.
Well, I know, but I was like, but
what sort of names are there? Is this a celebrity thing?
No, it's just a little stage school. So, but what happened as you witnessed, I said to Leon, I at 9 a.m. on the dot, I have to start trying to book tickets for this because I want good tickets. Because I'm one of those mums, I've always left things too late. Like her ballet concert last year, I was right at the back because mums get in early.
Yeah, I was right at the back for the Lion King thing over there. My girls are in.
Yes.
We're literally last seat, second level.
I know. And I went, no, I'm going front row this time. Anyway, so I was on the website and it was refreshing because at 9 a.m. I knew it would start.
Yeah.
But we were still on air. And I was, you know, Fev, you witnessed it. I'm saying to Byron, Byron, can you hurry this song up? Because I've got to book some tickets for the school musical.
And then also you were trying to help Aaron out with our brand new feature, Fox FM's Free For All. And you were still on about it.
Well, I got, Leon said, look, give me your credit card. I'll get the tickets. So, have you got some audio?
Yeah, this is you. This is you after 9 o'clock. Here we go.
My baby girl, she's six, and she's got a little musical concert, her stage school concert coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. You could jump on and buy tickets. And I'm stressed because I was put in a queue and there's high demand for the tickets. And I've never booked tickets to Coachella or Glastonbury, but I'm feeling that stress now.
Yeah.
And then I have to keep refreshing the page and then you want a request. And I'm like, I don't know how to do all this at once.
Poor Aaron.
It was a very stressful day yesterday.
He just wanted a request. He didn't need all that.
Anyway, I gave it to Leon. I said, Leon, there's my credit card. Can you do it? Anyway, Leon's like, we're in the queue. Why are we in a queue? It's a prep musical. And then it's like, you've got 3 minutes. And then I pressed a button and Leon's gone, you got yourself out of the queue, you idiot. So anyway, I've ended up in row C. So I wanted row A. Three rows back's not the end of the world.
Solid.
Hey,
parents on at 9 a.m.?
Can I tell you one thing about musicals and a theatre?
Yep.
The front row is not the best.
Really? Because you get spat on?
No. Because you're leaning up. You don't see. You've got to be like C, D, E, or F. They're the seats because they go
up.
Yeah, the front rows aren't the good ones. It's like a cinema. You don't want
to
sit in the front row of a cinema, do you?
Right, that's
you
want to
sit back.
I just want to see my little girl.
You'll see her. She'll see you, but you don't want to be.
Well, here's the thing, Fev. I'm not one of those people who necessarily go to concerts, as you well know. So I've never done that thing that I watch my friends do, which is tickets are on sale for, you know, Beyonce tomorrow. Got to get on. Leon was so keen to go to was it Coachella or Glastonbury?
Glastonbury.
He came in on the weekend. He had six computers here at work lined up because he decided the Wi-Fi was better. At work.
Use your own Wi-Fi.
Like 131060, we would love to hear the lengths you've gone to get tickets. Like, back in the day, and I'm only talking 10, 15 years ago, what about people queuing for a week outside of Ticketek for grand final tickets or big, you know, tickets to see U2? Yep.
Do you know how you gave your card to Leon?
Yes.
Jeez, black AMXs work everywhere. Remember?
131060, we'll take your calls next.
1019.
The Fox. We're talking about what you, the lengths you've gone to get tickets, whether these are music festivals, big acts like Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry in town, or like myself, just your kids' school concert. So Trixie, she's doing a little stage school. They've got a musical coming up. And I got an email that just was really full on. It was like 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tickets go on sale. Don't refresh the page.
Jeez.
And I went, oh, gosh. So I panicked yesterday and I had all hands on decks. I had Leon, our executive producer. I had him on the page.
It's not his job.
I was in a queue. I accidentally pressed refresh. I got put to the back of the queue. Anyway, I ended up with my tickets. But the stress of it makes me think I'm not one of those people who can do this.
Nah. Like,
I could never camp outside of Ticker Tech for days for grand final tickets. It's just not in me.
I've walked past the studio, you know, when we walk out to go to our cars and all the guys are sitting there on the computer. And when there's a big concert about to be released, they all sit there
just
and just refresh, yeah. refresh, refresh.
Amazing.
I'm like, well, I couldn't do that.
No.
I just wait to the end. Well, I don't care what tickets you get.
Hey, stay at home. Play the CD. It's similar.
Old
Mate,
school.
You're not allowed to film.
Jessica from South Morang. Hey, Jess.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Good. Jess. Jess, what lengths have you gone to get tickets for something?
So we were travelling to Scotland to the Brahma Gathering, which is the Scottish Highland Games. It's like their mini Olympics.
Yes.
And the only way to get tickets was to call them. So because of the time difference, I had to set my alarm to wake up at 2 a.m. to make a phone call to Scotland, Denver, to request tickets.
Oh, my God.
How long were you on hold for?
I got straight through. It was awesome.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, well, that's when it works out quite well.
I mean, up at two, but other than that.
Now, Ali from Rosebud, apparently it's a bad line. She's still on hold, though. So I just want to tell her story. Her husband was having day surgery, but he was in there. Are you there, Ali? I'll just check your line.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, great. It's a good line now. Ali, tell your story because I think this is really funny.
Oh, so my husband was having day surgery in hospital, and all the nurses at the nurse's station were actually trying to get tickets to R&B Fridays. yeah, and so they ended up trying to get, they ended up conning some of the patients, my husband being one of them, into logging onto their phone and trying to get tickets as well because it was just, yeah, that mad rush for the tickets.
That and a nurse asking staff in a hospital and patients having day surgery to log on.
Brilliant.
Yes. Brilliant. That's exactly, oh, that's fantastic.
How good's having surgeries?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how good is having surgery?
Like, yes, really quite
the anaesthetist and getting the...
Oh, gosh, you just want the drugs. Eliza from Warrandyte South. Hey, Eliza.
Hi.
Eliza, talk us through when you've tried desperately to get tickets for something.
So I'm actually a part of the same dance school that you're talking about when I was a child.
Oh,
so
the Trixie's part of the
what
one
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was a member with them for 10 years and then a staff member for 4 and my sister as well. And I would watch every year my mum go absolutely psycho on every device in the house trying to get tickets.
Do you know, Eliza, I didn't know myself yesterday. Fev and Byron have never seen me like
I
was panic stricken trying to get these stage school tickets.
That's for prep.
I want to go. This sounds like an amazing
she's
show.
Why don't we all just get 2 tickets each?
And she's only got one line.
She's like me on Neighbours.
Wait for this. I said, sweetheart, what character are you playing? She said, Polly the pig.
Oh.
I mean, why did my daughter have to be the pig?
No,
she's
this is Polly
the pig.
Mm. It's a minor role. Anyway, you've got your tickets. You're in row C. It's all worked out well.
Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.